A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
So on Star Wars Day, May the 4th, let's talk about some things that have been happening. And of course, very sad news that the actor who played Chewbacca, the iconic character in the Star Wars movie, passed away over the last few days. He's a British actor, of course. His name is Peter Mayhew. He was 74 years of age. And Star Wars star Harrison Ford had paid an emotional tribute to the actor and said that he was a kind and gentle man who had great dignity, and he was a noble character, and he loved him with his full heart.
I read that statement from Harrison Ford, and that was an extraordinarily poignant and touching tribute from a man who's famously reticent. He doesn't speak. As you know, I've interviewed Harrison Ford, and in the first fight, it was one of the highlights of my media career. I interviewed him in Beverly Hills. And within 5 minutes, he's threatening to smash my head in a piano, as I told you before, because of I'd upset him about a question I'd asked him about this terrible movie he was in, Harrison Ford. So he's famously reticent, reluctant to speak about any issue in the media. So for him to publish such a sincere, poignant tribute to who was obviously a very decent man, Peter Mayhew. And he wasn't alone. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, did likewise. J.J. Abrahams, who directed the more recent Force Awakens, which was the last movie that Peter Mayhew played Chewbacca in. Lovely tribute. It's across the board. And, and
7 foot three, wasn't he? 7 foot
three. Yeah, 7 foot four, actually. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, that's way over 2 meters, isn't it? I mean, he was a hero to me because I was the lanky so-and-so at school. So I always had Chewbacca. You know, Chewbacca was always in my corner. You know, everybody loved Chewbacca. He was brave. He was honourable. He was cute. He was funny. Girls liked him. Boys liked him. So, you know, when I'm desperately trying to attract girls, which never happened, I could say, well, you like Chewbacca, don't you? Well, just imagine Chewbacca with no hair, and it's me.
And George Lucas actually came up with the character I was reading because he saw his dog standing up in the car, you know, and he thought of Chewbacca as a character by seeing his dog on his two legs, right?
He had a huge dog. I can't remember the breed. I mean, I think of it as a huge German Shepherd. It was that kind of dog, a huge, hairy German Shepherd type of dog that would literally sit in the passenger seat of his pickup truck. And you're absolutely right. He's co-pilot.
Yeah.
And that's where the idea came from. You know the name of that dog?
No.
Indiana.
Okay.
That's where Indiana Jones comes from. And then they used that joke years later in Indiana Jones. Indiana is not his name. His name is Henry Jr. And he said, "My name is Indiana." And Sean Connery, his father, says, "We called the dog Indiana." And he said, "I love that dog." You know, and so it's actually Indiana's his nickname in the films. So Peter Mayhew, it's an extraordinary story how he got cast, because he was a hospital porter working in London. No acting experience at all.
Is that right? He didn't have any acting experience?
None at all. No, I think he did like bit parts they just needed monster movies.
Someone big, yeah.
Yeah, monster movies. Yeah. But no acting in terms of speaking or anything like that. So I think he'd been in a few monster shows, you know, Frankenstein type things. And the casting call went out, literally someone 7 feet tall. That was the only prerequisite for the job.
Right.
It didn't matter what race you were, what language you spoke, got to be 7 foot tall. So he goes in for this audition, famously, with George Lucas. Now, George Lucas, even now, is spectacularly shy. He's famously shy.
Well, he did come to Singapore to open the Sandcrawler building, but even then he was very much in the background and not really that prominent. And that was about a few years ago.
Exactly. And when you consider what he's done, I mean, he's revolutionized cinema, Lucasfilm, he's a behemoth now, sold to Disney for $4 billion.
Yeah. And that's their headquarters, of course, Lucasfilm's now on the, I think, third and fourth floor of that Sandcrawler building, Disney headquarters.
That's right. That's absolutely
Fusionopolis.
Right. Yeah, it's a great building, actually, the Sandcrawler. I love it. In fact, just to show you the magnitude of that and what Star Wars means to me on May the 4th day, is in one of my earlier books, Return to a Sexy Island. To show how sexy I thought Singapore had become, I had a little bit on Lucasfilm moving to Singapore. And I remember I did it as a prank. I called up, this is pathetic, but I did it. I called up the hotline.
Yep.
This was before, I don't think the Sandcrawler was open yet, but I called up the hotline of Lucasfilm and they said, "Hello, Lucasfilm." And I just went all silly. I just called up to hear a woman say, I couldn't. Look, if you'd have told me in 1996 that you could call a Singaporean telephone number and someone would answer and say, "Hello, Lucasfilm," it would have been unthinkable.
They would have laughed at you.
Unthinkable. So that gives you the idea of the scope and magnitude of Lucasfilm. But yeah, so Lucas, He's sitting in this office. This man comes in, this hospital porter, the wonderful Peter Mayhew. He looks at him, says, "Hello, I'm George. Hello, I'm Peter. Yeah, you'll do."
That was the audition.
That was the entire audition. There was no small talk. There was no discussion.
Wow.
Nothing. And the funny thing about Peter Mayhew, so if you watch Chewbacca, he has this very ungainly gait.
Yeah, very distinctive, isn't it?
Yeah, because his knees almost knock together with every step, which makes it look almost Wookiee-esque.
Mm.
But it's just it's a physical attribute that Peter had. So that the new guy, I can't think of his name now, but this Danish actor.
Is it Finnish or Danish?
Finnish actor, yeah. Who's a basketballer.
Yeah.
And they cast him for the more recent movies. And he had to mimic, and he said it wasn't easy because, you know, Peter Mayhew had this very distinct, not need kind of walk.
Yes.
And I can tell. I'm such a geek. I can tell in The Last Jedi
it wasn't him.
That it's not Peter Mayhew.
And apparently his blue eyes also stood out, you know, as an actor, because you could see it through the costume that was him rather than the Finnish guy.
Absolutely, because also, if you look at it, they have to blacken around his eyes. They give him black eye makeup to cover the gaps, you know, between his mask and his flesh. So, yeah, that the black eye makeup, the black eyeshadow, makes his blue eyes stand out even more. So, I mean, he's a wonderful character, Peter Mayhew. He was just hilarious. I mean, even in Force Awakens, he was making me laugh. You know, Han Solo goes running in to take out this base, this Imperial base, and they're in the snow, and they're dashing up, and they've got their guns drawn, and Chewbacca does, "Rah!" which I can't do, right?
Mm.
And Han Solo says, "I don't care if you're cold." He says, "No, I'm not giving you my coat." So he used to get all these laughs, laughs.
Yeah.
Great, great laughs.
Yeah.
And just a great character. All the kids love him. Mm. Adults love him. Everybody loved Chewbacca. And I just thought it was such a lovely tribute that across the board, the gushing, honest, fulsome, sincere tributes that came out for Peter Mayhew just shows you what an internationally loved character he was.
Oh, indeed. You know, he was a kind and gentle man. That's according to Harrison Ford. He died at his home in Texas on the 30th of April with his family by his side. And he played the giant Wookiee warrior in several Star Wars films from 1977 all the way until 2015. Can you believe it? I watched the original Star Wars in my hometown of Sydney, Australia, in I think it was October or November 1977.
You'd have been a good age, right? You'd have been, early teens?
I was 15, 15, 16.
Yeah, yeah.
So we always remember that. You know, it was great to be part of that Star Wars thing in real time. So we'd like to, you know, pay our respects to Peter Mayhew, who, of course, was that much-loved character, Chewbacca, in the Star Wars films.